Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed on tour with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, yes, hello. We are on tour.
We are currently near Bournemouth. Are we in Bournemouth? Is this Bournemouth?
Just outside Bournemouth. Good God, you are. On the way to the venue yesterday, I had to show Rosie a map because we could see the sea as we were driving along the coast of Bournemouth, and you had no idea where we were in the country. I had to show you and zoom out and go, there we are. Unbelievable.
My knowledge of the UK geographically is horrendous.
Terrible.
And considering, right, this is what makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. I just thought it is my ignorance, right?
It's all categorically 100% your ignorance. Yeah.
A job I had, honestly, for about, how long was I in bands? About 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
I used to tour up and down the country.
Yeah.
Like,
all over. Was it side to side? Was it across the country? It might not have been up and down. Rosie, it might have just been up or it might have just been just down.
I can promise you now, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Devon and everything, man.
Right.
And I just used to get in the van. Could I drive then? No, just pass me test, I think.
Didn't you pass
drive.
A test in Rhodes?
No, so this was after Rhodes. Before and after. Intermittently, I did it. Before and after.
Right. I'm starting to think there was some illegal driving happening here.
No. I did more
touring. Stop right there. Lads.
Oh, fuck.
No, okay. I can't be bothered.
No,
the SWAT team. Actually, we're in a hotel. The SWAT team don't know where we are.
I used to drive to the van. So I would drive me little shitty fucking Ford Fiesta to the van.
How dare
to get
you?
In the van.
Yeah.
Rip Eleanor.
It was not that Ford Fiestas are shit, just that the particular one you had was shit.
It was horrendous.
We've talked about before. You had to climb in the passenger door.
Yeah, it was 10-year-old.
Very embarrassing when I met you.
God, it's from A to B.
Yeah.
So I toured all around the country.
Only problem was you didn't know where B was.
I didn't. I just used to get out and be like, where are we? And then the person driving would say, we're here. And I'd go, right.
Jesus.
But back then, you didn't have your phone with maps on.
Right.
So you couldn't be like, oh.
Yeah, but you know what the shape of the country is. And you know realistically where like north, south, east and west is. And you know where things are. You must have seen a map in your life.
Of course. Like I say, ignorantly, and lots of people listening will be the same.
Yeah.
You kind of know where you are. You know where Scotland is. You know where Ireland is. You know where Wales is. You know where London is.
Right.
And everything else, just
huge apologies to everyone else in the country who's just been fucking brushed over there.
No, but everybody else in the country will know where they live and they'll know where everything else is.
Right.
But the older you get, so I'm 37 now.
The older I get, the more.
So now, listen, I could tell you I know where Manchester is, the Lake District,
right.
Birmingham, you know, Devon, and Bournemouth.
Right.
Hull. I know where Hull is.
Right.
I know where all the big ones are.
Where's Hull?
It is. Why'd you put me on the spotlight?
Because you're giving it the fucking biggin. You didn't see it because obviously we don't record this. We're the only podcast in the world that doesn't record it. But she was waving her arms around like a fucking emperor giving it that.
It's on the coast down from us. Straight line down from us.
Yeah.
You'd be there.
Us. Bournemouth.
Newcastle.
Right. Yes. Correct. Thank Correct. You. Okay. Where's Norwich?
Why are you doing this? Why? I don't know where Norwich is. Where is Norwich?
Where's King's Lynn?
Outside of London.
Whatever is outside of London, you fucking cheater. Right, good. Well, look.
Where is Norwich? So tell us.
Norwich is sort of Suffolk/Norfolk. I think it's Norfolk. On the basically...
Lancashire.
No, like above where Essex and stuff is, that little sort of like above there and towards
the where
coast.
It goes in.
Where it goes out. Oh God, must be painful to listen to. Oh my God.
It's just one of the things that I'm honestly quite good at other stuff, but I don't know why. It's one of the things I can't remember places.
I've mentioned this before. A lad in my geography class at school supported Manchester. And the geography teacher was so annoyed that he supported Manchester. Every day he pulled the map down and tried to get him to point at it, and he never got it right.
Yeah, you've done it. Total glory supporter.
Like, the second time he did it, we were like, he's obviously, look, he'll get it. Nah, didn't hilarious. Get it. Oh, it was fucking mint. Anyway, what Rosie is trying to get at in a very roundabout way, literally going around the houses, going around literally everywhere in the entire country. Hull last week, two shows in Hull.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having came. You were phenomenal. Bournemouth. Amazing crowd.
For a Monday and a Tuesday night.
For a Monday and a Tuesday, I had no right, but I've told them on stage, no right being that
good.
They
were so good. Thank you so much.
So good. So yeah, thank you very much. That was last night, the night before. So as we record this is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've just had two good nights in Bournemouth and we're sitting in the hotel. I've done my little setup. Sorry if it sounds slightly different. I know there's people out there who'll be like, it sounds... I get it. When a podcast...
Let's hope it comes out in both the ears.
Let's hope this is actually recording, you know.
Fucking better be.
But there we go. If it's not, happy days. Well, you know, we'll just do a best of. This is episode 245.
Nice.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this. Again, a very special thank you to the people who come to the shows, but also the people who got their beefs... put the beats for the show, and everyone who sends in questions from the public, they're different every night, and they're electric on tour. So thank you all so much. But without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Smelly Pillows and Bed Sheets.
Hey,
checking into your accommodation. Oh, look at that. Looks quite nice. Oh my gosh, what's that? Open plan kitchen. Oh, they've got all the curry. Oh, they've left for some biscuits. That's fantastic. Oh, clean towels. Oh, what a lovely day. Climb into bed. Oh my God, it smells like greasy fucking hay.
Yeah. He's talking from personal experience because this happened to us last week. Oh God, it was so bad.
We had to, it literally smelled like... Have you ever stayed at someone's house?
It was like getting in someone else's bed.
Yeah. It was like getting in a bed that someone else had just been sleeping in for a couple of weeks.
Wasn't it?
Oh my God.
There's hair in there.
Well, I went to take one of the pillowcases off. I was like, is it just the pillowcase? The big clump of hair inside the pillowcase. How that got in there, I don't know. What have you been doing?
This might relate to some of you. If you, this is me in our relationship, okay? So I'm normally the sort of, what the fuck is that?
Coffee machine's just turned on.
Coffee machine, apologies.
I'll turn it off. Fuck do you think this is?
Oh, while you're over there, go get us a Barocca, please. Get us the Barocca.
God
almighty. Needing a Barocca at the minute, guys. Need that vitamin C. So in our relationship, I am the karma downer, right? I am.
She's the karma downer. She's also the worst at Scrabble.
Don't even talk about that.
Karma downer.
So Chris was losing his mind in this bed, right? Yeah. And it smelled, it just got in someone's bed, right? It was something like... Maybe they had cleaned the sheets, but maybe they'd been there for a while, and maybe the bedding was so old that it just...
I believe the sheets were clean, but I think the pillowcase and the duvet cover were clean, but the duvet and the pillows were so festeringly rank that
a clean
pillowcase couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, it was awful.
I've stayed in student accommodation, that smelled nicer.
Yeah, same. Chris was losing his mind, right?
Oh, I was.
To the point where... And secretly, inside, I was, right? But I was like, Rosie, you need to just... stay level-headed here because he's going to want to pack up all his shit and leave, and I couldn't be arsed.
It was half 11 at night.
So we just finished the first gig, right? The first arena show of We're Live Tour, and I was fucking knackered, but devastated, right? So I took my dressing gown with us, so I gave you my dressing gown to put over your pillow.
Yeah.
And I was giving it that it's not that bad. Fucking dying inside, right? It's not, Chris, it's fine. It'll be fine. So I put a top, like my pajama top, over my pillow. And we did sleep. We did manage to sleep.
Annoyingly,
the bed was actually really
mad comfortable.
So well slept in.
I imagine that mattress was originally a good 3 or 4 inches taller than what it was. But I think it's been battered down like a bit of fucking...
Totally.
You know when they bray a bit of meat with that little hammer.
Yeah, totally. And so the next day... our fabulous tour manager and Paul, who's not working for us currently at the minute. He went to this...
he just got another job. That sounds like something terrible happened.
We're sacked. Clifton. Call. We can't no, he's talk, got another call, job.
Paul's not working with us at the minute because of various reasons. Very unprofessional.
He's on another podcast tour.
Fucking piece of shit that he is.
How dare he. Oh. Cheating on us.
Dickhead.
Do we dare say?
No. I don't think we should mention it. I don't even think we should mention it.
He's on the off menu tour. He's on the off menu tour. So anyway, Paul kindly went out and he got us like all new bedding. Yeah. So now we have a full new set of bedding.
Oh yeah, we're talking
about nothing to do with. Yeah, it's a total.
You're not keeping that. You're not keeping that. People who we rented that place off. So yeah, we left that place with more stuff than we went with. It was ridiculous.
No need to fucking. Now we have just that a thing, king size.
It's always that thing. There's always something in your life. No, you can be riding as high as you want, and there's always something to take you down. You're like, yeah, hey, good night, Holly. You've been incredible. What an amazing crowd. Oh, let's have a drink. Hey, we're on an arena tour. Oh, night, night. Oh, for God, fucking damn it.
Sleeping on your dressing gown.
I used to, back in the day when I used to stay at friends' houses and stuff, because I've always been a fucking fanny.
Well, but if you something are, smells, you
I'm proper. Bang. Like, I'm not, anyone's listening thinking, oh, I didn't even lie in a smelly bed, like fucking, oh, fame's got to him, he's changed. I've always been like that. When I was
a kid. And I'm sorry, it doesn't matter how much money you've got, how much fame you've got. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can be on the bones of your ass. Your bed still smells lovely.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah.
It's got
yeah.
now to do oh, with that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, it's fucking cleanliness.
But even when I was younger, if I would stay at people's houses, all my mates, when I worked at the Stadium Light and I used to go out in Sunderland with all the lads from Sunderland, everyone used to take the piss out of us because there was always a sleeping bag in my car. I always had a sleeping bag in the boot of my car because I'd drive to someone's house, so then I'd have a few drinks. I'd be like, well, I'm obviously not going to go anywhere. So I'd have at one point, I upgraded to having the sleeping bag and like a yoga mat. So I had a yoga mat to sleep on. So everyone else was just like students just crashing out wherever, rock and roll. I was just like,
of course you did.
Put my yoga mat down. Has anyone got a small hand flannel for me face?
You've always like, been that person. It's been a massive ridiculous.
Fucking funny. So change of clothes, everything in the back of my car.
I went into full, I'm going to have to just bullshit you.
Yeah, you did. Your bullshit
I lied
really
to you
well.
Quite a lot about...
Yeah, it's actually quite worrying how well you lie to me.
No, it's just when there's bad situations that I know that I can handle better than you, I do just lie. I just so you feel better when I'm okay?
Yeah, yeah. If you're okay, I'm all right. Yeah. Yeah. But if you're not all right, I can't make you feel better. I have to then feel worse than you.
No. So yeah, we actually had an argument, discussion. It wasn't an argument, a discussion the other week, where I did say, who's there for me?
There's no one there for you.
In my little family, other than like my mum and my sister, in our actual family of you and the kids, nobody is there for me. If I'm falling apart, nobody's there to pick me up.
If you're falling apart, you better not let me know that you're falling apart because I'll fall apart more.
I know you will. Oh God. What did
I'm
you
really
die
sorry.
Of? Strength. Inside.
We've done it again. We're doing another long intro. Oh, shall we play that jingling crack on?
Yeah, I'm going to down this burger.
Oh, down it, down it.
Anyway, to her life.
Don't choke on that burger though when you shut it down, because I'll get one and I'll choke more. I'll choke worse.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Mountainoid. Hope you're all okay.
Yes. Hello.
Genuinely.
Hello,
hope everyone's
hello,
all right.
Hello.
Tip top health and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, good.
But if you're not, it's okay to not be because...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I told you about that thing, didn't I? When you're not allowed to... You know, I thought I was doing the right thing by saying I just want my children to be happy in life.
Right, okay.
By
so,
meaning I don't want
footnote,
them to have...
Sorry, footnote, before we dive into this... now and then we see ridiculous things on Instagram, like ridiculous quotes of like things like, oh, don't health shame people and don't... There's all kinds of weird... Like people take a weird, strangely small idea and then run with it until it's big and stupid and pathetic. And we saw one that was... You shouldn't want your children to be happy because that's too much pressure to put on your children. Because if they're not happy, they've let you down. Go and fucking jump in a big, dirty puddle face first. A big pothole in the middle of the road that's got big brown water in it. Stand on the biggest fucking thing you can find. Dive up and make sure you land face first in that. Lunatics.
Do you know what? It was the comments that fucked me off more, though. The comments going, I've thought this for ages.
Oh, have you?
What pressure.
Have you?
You know what? Honestly, if you ever come to talk to me in a bar, don't. Just fucking don't. Because I do not want to hang around with people like you. But that's all I'm saying. So I said, I hope you're all in tip-top health. And people could be like, I'm not in tip-top health. And I am a... fuck off.
But listen, like, but it's like, you just hope everyone's okay. And your kids, you want your kids to be happy. You want, like, but that's... if your kids aren't happy... then they're not happy, and then they're like, I'm letting you... No fucking kid's going to be like, I'm letting you down because I'm not happy. Wanting your kids to be happy doesn't make you... mean you're putting pressure on them. It just means you want your best for them because you love them. Like,
I want my bins to be...
Some people really go through stuff with a fucking microscope, don't they?
I don't know, they've got time. I want my bins to grow up and just be content. Whatever they do, whether they are, you know, whether they're fucking tip-top? What's with tip-top?
Why have you said tip-top like six or seven times? What have you seen that said tip-top? If you got word of day toilet paper and tip-top was today and you're trying to get it in?
Maybe I'm getting it in my vocab. No, either there could be bloody doctors, there could be CEOs of company, or there could be like a delivery driver for, you know, Amazon, or they could work stack and shelf. As long as they are happy doing whatever job they want to do, and as long as they've got a nice life, nice little house, that's all I want for me bins. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, if you're sitting there going, no, I want them to be CEO of a company. No, I want them to be a doctor. No, I want them to be a lawyer. I think that's...
I kind of don't, to be honest with you.
Oh, God, yeah. He said, fucking, I've never met a lawyer who's happy.
No, I don't.
No offence to lawyers out there. If you're a happy lawyer, email in, shagbrainandoid@gmail.com. I'm sure there's lots of happy lawyers. But all I'm saying, I don't want them to be stressed in life.
High-pressure jobs. We currently have a high-pressure job.
But they might fucking love that, though. They might love that. Exactly. They might want a high-pressure job.
Yeah.
All we're saying is, stop writing stupid fucking stuff on Instagram, right? Because you're fucking off.
Yeah.
And we see it, and we sit on our own, and we stew about it, and we get angry, and then we try and speak it on here, and it doesn't come out properly.
No, I can tell you right now, everybody else does as well.
Yeah.
Normal folk.
Yeah.
Who, I think normal folk listen to this podcast, and I surround myself with normal folk. A lot of my friends, at certain times in their life, have to delete Instagram.
Yeah.
Or come off it, because it's just too... It's too much, man.
Yeah.
It is. You've got to be able to see. You've got to be able to see through the bullshit. I'm quite good at seeing through the bullshit.
Right.
So I saw that post and I didn't feel bad because I see it, my kids being happy. I thought, you're wrong. So whether that's my arrogance or what,
but
I don't
know.
You
didn't comment you're wrong.
No, I didn't.
Good.
I just, in my brain went,
you know what?
You're wrong.
2 points. I'll give you two
Thank
points
you very
for that.
Much.
Well done. But I am going to deduct a point because you used the word fork. Like 3 times in that sentence, and I've never heard you say fork.
What's wrong with fork?
Just didn't like it. Sounded weird. Is it because we're down near the southwest?
Listen.
Is it because we're down near the southwest of the country and you started saying fork?
I'm enjoying being down in the southwest of the country, and I love it here, and I will come back and visit.
And yeah, no one in Bournemouth sounds like that. So,
I don't even know what they sound like in Bournemouth.
Well,
it's quite posh here.
I'll tell you
it's
what, I know what their laughs sound like. Am I right, guys? Yeah? Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's going on apart from being on tour?
We haven't mentioned that we had a party for Kate because we skipped a week.
We did skip a week.
We had a party for Kate.
Sister.
It was lovely. We went to Coleman's for food beforehand.
By the way, if you're listening, Kate, happy 50th. It was a great night.
40.
Such a good night.
Happy
50th.
I can't believe.
Happy 60th birthday, Kate. Great night.
I can't believe I've got a 40-year-old sister.
Right.
It's disgusting.
What are you talking about?
My sister is 40 years old.
Wow. Wow.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What happened? I think my most vivid memory of my Kate and the age I'll just always remember as is like 12.
Right. Yeah.
She's 12.
Okay.
And I'm 10 or 9. That's it.
Forever?
We're at the Lake District?
Right.
Going to Peter Rabbit World?
Where's the Lake District? On
it's
a map?
West.
Right. From?
Us.
Right. Okay.
Opposite us.
Okay. What's it above?
Carlisle?
Is it? Yeah, it's around about the Carlisle
area. It's above Wheels.
Yeah,
it's above.
Not above
that
like
bad.
Manchester and that. No, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
The test will keep coming. I'll just pepper.
Good.
I'm going to pepper them throughout the podcast.
Do you know
I'm trying to make
it
you a better person.
No, do, because I want to know all of the places.
Listen,
so
if you ever did that Celebrity Hunted, you'd be fucked. You wouldn't know where you were going.
That.
Yeah, I've been asked to do that.
I did
before.
Get asked to do that.
I think I said yes and then looked into it and then phoned them up and went, actually, no, that sounds horrible.
I don't like people running after us. I told you this. Honestly,
do you know what I love?
I
love watching it. It's a great show. It's just sometimes, like, same as I'm a Celeb. Someone asked us, we're watching a bit of I'm a Celeb at the minute because we've actually got some, well, on the tellies in the hotel that they're in, they've got the ITV Plus One and the ITV Two Plus One, so you can watch a bit. Mm-hmm. You can watch a bit of it when you're getting from the show, and we don't have to get up early for the kids. So we've watched a bit of that. But people always say, when will you go on that? Never in a million years. I couldn't do it. They're all absolute animals when they get in there.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name?
Who?
Humes. Marvin Humes. Oh, I'm terrified of heights. 2 seconds later, I was doing a fucking skydive. The willpower.
But the difference is, I am genuinely shit scared. I couldn't do that thing off the tower.
The difference is, he's genuinely shit scared. They're all... you see how that last was shaking so much once you'd done the tower thing? Apologies, I don't know her name. Like, the one at the... I'm sure she won at NTA. She was from EastEnders, blonde lass.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's her name? Yeah. Yes, she's
We're bad.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
But
I'm sorry.
She was shaking, like, to quote Peter Kay, she was shaking like a shitting dog. But
she
they
was.
Are scared. But the thing is, they go, no, I've signed up to the show and I'm going to do it. Britney Spears' sister, I've signed up, so I'm going to do
sorry.
It now.
She
I couldn't.
Fuck off.
You can't say that anymore.
I can.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. Why? Because she's absolutely sponging off How I'm Britney, and I'm sorry.
Off How I'm Britney.
I'm sorry, no, not having it. Sorry, sorry, whatever. Say what you want. No. Nah, that's.
Okay.
You know, I'm not, no disrespect. Like,
no disrespect, apart from the fact that you said she can fuck off.
No, but listen, I am nowhere near any kind of fame as our, like, Britney.
Right.
But imagine my kid hopping in the jungle.
Yeah. Joan, isn't she? She's well past it now. She had a 60 the other week.
No,
but, like, they go with that mindset of, I'm in it now, so I'm going to do it. And it's such a fucking incredible... They switch it off. They switch the fear off and they go, I'm on the show now. And they know people are watching. They go, I'm like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it when I did the extra camp thing.
Mm.
When I did the extra camp on ITV2 with Joe and Stacey and Vicky, and they were like, do that bit.
There wasn't as much pressure on you, though. I don't know whether
I
if you were in
couldn't.
That situation.
I realised then. I'm glad I got that try at it because I would go in. I'd go, oh, definitely I'd do the jungle. And I'd go, I'm not doing this. And they'd be like, what do you mean? And they'd have to do it. Yeah, Chris isn't doing it.
But they're getting paid a lot of money.
But then it cuts to Anton Deck. Anton Deck are disappointed in us. I couldn't live with that. I couldn't live with Anton Deck being disappointed.
I don't know.
A little faces.
I think they're thinking of the paycheck because you don't get paid unless you're in it.
I think you don't get paid if you leave. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get paid.
Of course. So they're doing it.
I think you've got to get voted
out. For the moolah. I don't think anyone goes in there to like.
Find themselves.
Yeah.
I believe they might. You never know. I think you're being cynical today. I think it's your new words. Tip top and fork.
No, I'm sorry. Cynical. You're telling me that they go in there just to experience living in the outback? No, do they fuck? They
I
go in there
because
afraid. They're getting paid money. Which, absolutely, do you know what it is? That's their jobs.
Yeah.
Good for, like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And they're earning good money. So good on them and they're entertaining the masses. I'm not slagging them off. But you saying that they're going in for an experience is
no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant they can switch the fear off. Even if I couldn't do it for the money, if someone said, do this thing that you absolutely hate, but you're going to get paid for it, I go, I'm all right. I'll pay you not to let me do that.
Well, that's fine, though. That's the way you want to earn your money.
Back to what I was saying about Celebrity Hunted, you not being chased. My favourite bit of Celebrity Hunted is where they fully track them down in the end and they're like, know where they are. And then they're just like, the cameraman's gone rogue and they're just running in a field and the people are chasing them and they're like, ah! And it turns into like a game of Tig. It's fucking amazing.
That's
so it's
what
like
I
when oh, I'm hiding in this barn, and they come out. They're opening the door of the barn, run out the back. Ah! And it's like, oh, stop running! They've caught you. Like, I get it. Like,
I
just...
would be. I think I'd rather do that than the jungle, though.
Oh, I couldn't.
I couldn't
the anxiety.
Have the creepy crawlies on us. How do they do it?
But the thing is, I would. But sorry, I'm
the rats that would get me.
I'm still talking about Celebrity Hunted here.
Oh, sorry.
I'd want to cheat at that. I'd literally like the producer and the cameramen who are with you. I'd want to go, you know, stop at a service station. I'd go, I'm just nipping to the toilet, mic off, run out the back and just hide on my own so the cameras aren't even with us.
Oh, really?
And they go, oh, he did Celebrity Hunted so good. The people who were with him, we lost him. Like, he's actually gone and then just stay missing for a few weeks. That's how you do Celebrity Hunted.
Because neither of us have done it. I think this is why we might not get asked to do certain things because we actually tell you all about it on here.
So, yeah, we can't hold our water. So, we always spill the beans.
because neither of us have done it, we don't know. But do they act, is it dead serious? Because when you did Time Crashers, you genuinely got your phone taken off you. Like, you're not allowed. So
yeah,
there is certain
weeks.
Things that are very strict and they really stick by the rule. But then there's other programs where they're like, fast and loose.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't know whether that is fast and loose or whether it's really...
I think like Celebrity Bake Off, I think they get a bit of help. Do you know what I mean? And shows like that, some shows, Celebrity MasterChef, I think you get a bit of help.
Yeah, you think I can sew?
Yeah. Yeah, you did so and be. You got a bit of fucking help.
Not much, ridiculous, mate, that. But oh, I did all the machine stuff. Did you shite? Did you shite?
If you were doing that machine on your own, you'd have fucking been straight at
Chris,
A&E.
I did it on my own.
You'd have been straight at
no,
A&E.
Don't even.
You'd have
don't.
Sewed your hand to your thigh.
Chris, I did that machine by myself. So no, I'm not having it. I fucking did.
I'm not having it.
I did.
I'm not having it.
Great, good for you.
What are you going to do?
But I did.
What are you going to do?
I did.
No, okay, I'm joking.
That was a year ago, shit.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know about Celebrity Hunted, but like I say, I was in talks to do it once and I went, this is giving me anxiety already. This is terrifying. I'm all right for getting chased all over the country.
Well, my thing I got asked to do it, but I didn't know who I was going to be with. And yeah. I was like, what if I'm just stuck with someone who I didn't like? And what I said to Lee, my manager, when she asked us, I went, no, because if I'm with someone who's a really fast runner, I'm going to look ridiculous. And it was last year and I hadn't been running much long. It's all about running, Chris. I'm not going on there and being, here you are with bloody...
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. Fucking Sally Gunnell.
I would fucking love to see you and Mo Farah together on Celebrity Hunted. Just, there they are, let's go. He's just fucking steady. He's steady up the dual carriageway, just whoomph, pacemaker. You're just fucking sweating, dropping bags, being sick on yourself.
We get caught and Mo's like, I think I could do a lot better without this.
Yeah, he comes back.
Shit.
Yeah, he comes back. Oh, we're both caught then, are we? Oh, fucking hell.
There's me doing the M. Hey.
Come on, do the M. Don't do the M, it's copyrighted. Get your hands down. You've really let yourself down.
You don't deserve the M. But the Great North Run, Mo. Don't speak to me about the Great North Run. Babadoo, 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 ba. What I was going to say before we got, distracted about all that chat.
Oh, about Kate's party, is this?
Kate's party. I don't think
honestly,
you know this.
I don't think I've been to a better 70th party in my life.
Stuff. Oh, he really goes with the joke, doesn't he? So I don't know if you noticed this. You probably did because you do notice stuff. We went back to our house. Everyone got pissed. They didn't leave till bloody 3 in the morning.
I was furious about it. I was just cards on the table here. I was really, really... really spearheading the campaign of people to go from midnight. I was spearheading, let's all go, everyone. I did a bit hoovering. No one really listened.
You're such a selfish, miserable bastard. Because if you were at the UFC with all your bloody daft UFC mates, you'll have stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning drinking.
Not in my house.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Anyway, did you spot me nana videoing, right?
Right.
Me nana, I swear to God, she was videoing me all, right? So it was me and my cousins just all pissed. Having a good dance because we always have a good time when we get together.
Yeah.
She videoed for about 25 minutes. I swear to God. Like, just, she will have the longest video. She videoed practically half the party. And it's just mental. And I feel like I need to see this video because it was just
Don't let me be there. It's like a fucking wedding video.
It was
Don't
so
let me be there when
long.
You watch that.
God,
oh
love
my
her.
God.
And I guarantee she'll be watching it. She'll be lying in bed watching it.
Yeah.
Love you, Nana.
Yes, she's lush. It was a very, very good party. I did enjoy it.
Was.
Frightening how tidy your house is in the morning when kids aren't at your party.
Oh my God, yeah.
Holy
didn't
fucking
invite
shit.
Any children.
No children, because it finished late.
There's a ton of kids in our family.
Oh, there's loads. Everyone's got at least two kids.
Yeah.
Everyone's got at least two kids. It fucking, I don't know the maths on that, but it, you know, it multiplies the amount of people at your party.
If you invite
tenfold.
Kids, you're inviting an extra 16 people, 16 kids.
Well, more than doubling who's going. Yeah. What's the maths on that? There's definitely an equation for that if every single person doubles it. Anyway,
you've lost us.
I've lost myself. But yeah, mental. Mm-hmm. Absolutely mental. Honestly, you're doubling it and then again. So yeah, you're adding 100%. 150%? I don't know. Anyway, ridiculous. The next morning, just quick hoover around, couple of glasses in the dishwasher. Happy fucking days. Yeah, adults are so much more respectful of your house than kids.
I know.
Oh,
kids don't
God.
Give a shit. They're just fucking cake, like bloody cake and your carpet and shit. And ugh.
Yeah.
And it was a good night.
We had a good time. It was very good. And Kate, again, 80 years young, many happy returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Beef.
Stop that. Right, ladies first.
Hang on, let's just see. I've got loads.
Have you?
Yeah.
I can go first if you want.
Right, okay then.
I can go first.
Yeah, go on.
I've mentioned before, getting ridiculous now, chargers.
Oh, for God's chargers. Sake.
No. I literally saw... Everywhere we go, we get to a hotel, Chrissy got a charger. We're in the van, Chrissy got a charger. We get to the venue, Chrissy got a charger. I bought you to a charger. I bought you to a charger for your iPad and a to a charger for your phone and I bought you to a charger for your laptop. What will we do? Why were we late to start recording this podcast today? Because you wanted to know where the charger was. Because you didn't know where your charger was. Because you wanted my charger. Sick of it. Stop it.
You notice how I'm just sitting here silent like I'm...
Well, why are you not, you're not charged up like...
I just don't understand why I can't use yours. Why we can't share?
Because we can't share.
Stuff?
Because I specifically got you one. So,
listen, the only child coming out in him. It's disgusting.
It's not the only, it's the organisation. I've organised it. This is work. We've got
it's
a charger.
It's the one
each.
Fucking thing you have organised in our life, because what else have you done?
Wow.
Before we left, what did you do for the kids? What did you sort out for the kids before we left?
Again, general vibe.
Did you check all of Robin's uniform?
Yeah.
Did you pack your swimming bag?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you get snacks in for all of his snacks?
I looked after them while you were doing all that.
Did you send off his menu for his school dinners?
Ooh. Mm? No.
Did you pack Rafe's nursery bag to make sure that it was all done? Did you sterilise his dummies before we left?
I did wash some dummies.
Did you get him new nappies and put them in his bag?
Yeah, I went to the shop to buy the new nappies, remember?
Well done. Yeah. On the shopping list that I wrote for you.
I wrote that one.
No, you didn't.
I definitely remember because it was in the right order of the shop. I did write that one.
No, you didn't. You have not wrote a shopping list for yourself in years.
You can wind your neck in, mate, because that one, that I went to the Morrison's in the morning and then, like some kind of lunatic, I went to the Asda in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I
what did you buy from the Asda? How many things
food
did you buy?
Food colouring, advent calendars, nappies, bang.
Three fucking things.
On a book.
That I told
two
you
Two Diary of the Wimpy Kid books.
That I told you
But
about.
I wrote them down, is my point. So I'm taking this tiny little victory.
Oh, God. Right.
I'm putting little cracks in your argument. Little tiny holes that I can peek through and go, bullshit.
They're not going to work because, sadly, at the minute, not to try to be...
I did the recycling. Like,
well done. Fair enough. That is your job, though, in the house. That's not. I'm not congratulating you for that because that is your responsibility.
Well, all the other stuff's your responsibility.
Oh, God. It's exhausting, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually exhausting.
Okay. You never mention it.
Well, it's just, you know, I didn't want to get fully into this, but at the minute, we are working exactly the same. Once upon a time, you used to work more than me and I was happy to pick up the slack.
And you are still making up for that.
No,
that's our
don't, because I was also having children at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mind that because I thought, well, you're working,
yeah,
I'll do the house. Because I think that is fair.
Yeah.
I think whoever's working, if someone's at home more, I do think that. And whether that's a female at work and a man doing it home,
it works
either way. Do you know what I mean? But right now, I work more than you.
That's offensive.
It's true. Because I'm
offensive.
Getting all of the questions
for
the tour. Mm-hmm. You know the tour now. You just turn up and do it.
Yeah.
But I also, on top of all of that, am doing more things in the house than you.
I think you find I did Die Hard. I saved Nakatomi Plaza for
That's
Die Hard
done,
for Sky.
That's all done.
Did it though, didn't I? I was doing that. So
listen, this, it would actually get serious if we stay on this subject. And let's try and stay lighthearted. Listen, but it's a bone of contention.
Sort your charges out. Just sort your charges out.
Millions of other houses.
Sort your charges out. Just sort your charges out. That's all I ask for. Just sort your charges out.
Fuck you. Fuck your charges. Fuck everything. I will let honestly, to spite you and your stupid fucking charges, I will let everything that I own run to zero. And I will live with nothing.
The day you let that let that mobile phone run to zero so you can't sit on it. I will be the happiest man in the world.
Yeah, I'll be glad. Because you know what? You can answer all the emails from the school. You can go on the school WhatsApp group. You can stay in charge with parents and find out how the pains are.
I'm not going on a school WhatsApp group.
So whatever.
Not a fucking chance am I going on a school WhatsApp group. Big up everyone on the school WhatsApp groups. I feel your pain. Not happening. Never. You will never get me on that school WhatsApp group.
Right, listen, I've got a beef for you. As well, all of that. But
I feel like you've already had a beef.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Oh, that's an ick. I'll leave that one for next week. My beef with you, Chris, is you... Right, it's really bad. And I'm married to you, so I'm like part of you. And people, when you're married to someone, they become you.
Oh, I'm worried now.
Right?
Okay.
Every time you meet someone and shake their hands, you sanitize your hands while they're still there.
When have I done that?
All the time.
Name the last time I did that.
The other day.
What?
With the guy, you don't even know you're doing it. You'll meet people, right, and you'll shake the hand, and then you will search for sanitizer, and you'll do it whilst they're there, and inside, I'm dying.
Really?
Yes.
When did that? I can't.
You do it all the time.
I do sanitize quite regularly.
You do it all the time.
Have I not done something before that?
I think sanitizing is great, but don't do it while they're still... When you met someone, you shake the hand... Fucking wait till they've left before you wash your hands. Like, because you're literally saying to them, I think you're a scruffy fucker.
Hold on. Are you talking about the other day when our management brought people backstage to see us?
Yes.
Right.
You do it all the time.
Right. Cards on the table. I'd had a piss and then they came in. So I was sanitizing my hands after my piss, but their handshakes came in between me piss.
You shook their hands with pissy hands?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I had a piss, and then they're like, hey, here's everyone. And I was like, oh, God. So I had to shake everyone's hand, and then I was like, oh, I didn't wash my hands after the toilet. And then I had to, So if you're listening, hope you sanitized straight after shaking my
hand. But you have done it in the past.
I don't think I have. I think it's
you
that one time.
That is so you. Anybody listening to this will know that that is so you. Anyone who knows you personally. Would bet 100% that I am right on that because
you
do.
You might be right.
You do it subconsciously, but all I'm saying is, and it's fine, sanitize your hands. It's really good, actually. Do it. But don't do it while they're still there.
Listen, you know,
Chris,
what it is?
Yeah? Rude. Right. It's a bit rude, darling.
Okay.
Just manners.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. But, right. We're all aware that I got worms once off someone at a meet and greet, aren't we?
Yes, I know. Right. But just do it when they're gone. Mm. All right. If I'd met someone and I shook their hands and they sanitized their hands straight away, I'd go, fuck you. And I would tell everyone I met that they were rude. Don't you ruin this double act for me, because we're very different.
Right.
And that upsets us sometimes, because I sometimes think people meet you and think that I'm the same. And we're not. We're completely different.
Yeah.
Look, I still love you. Awesome. Opposites attract. But
Yeah. Wow.
But you know.
I don't think I've done it that many times. I definitely did it that night.
It wasn't that night that I wrote it down.
Really?
You do it all the time.
Wow.
You do it all the time.
I think when I'm on tour, I'm even worse though, because I know that if I'm ill one night, there's nothing worse than having to go on stage when you feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. But you don't even you don't sanitize your hands discreetly. You put it on and you rub it in, you move your watch down and then you hold them up near your head. So
like
it
a surgeon. Yeah. I probably shouldn't be, but is it also because I flick the sanitizer from the bottle onto the people who I'm talking to and I shout at the top of my voice, the power of Christ compels you.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, I'll stop doing that. I'll stop doing
that. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Just in the little gap there, though, I was just thinking about me sanitizing as soon as I, because there's a video that I don't think you've seen, Rosie. It's Robbie Williams. It went viral years ago. It's a video, like, I think he's doing some festival somewhere, and he comes down at the front of the crowd and he touches everyone's hands and they're all holding their hands out and he's like, I'm loving angels instead. And he's like touching everyone's hands and then he steps back and literally is immediately given some sanitizer and sanitizes in front of every single person.
That'll be you.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'll post the video. Yeah,
I haven't watched his documentary yet. You won't let us, will you?
We can't watch it while we're on tour because you'll have a breakdown. But yeah, that was a. Yeah, I just, you know, do you know what? I'm sorry. Some people are fucking, I've seen people, you know, like fucking go to the toilet, walk out without washing their hands, which is clearly what I may have done that night. People scratch their, they put their hands down their pants, they like their bare ring, and then they're like, hello, good to meet you. And you're like, oh, you've just gave me worms.
I love hand sanitizer. Yeah, wash your hands. I think it's great, but don't do it when, just
listen,
please.
If you're a person out there who knows me and I've ever done that right in front of you, I'm really fucking sorry, but I can't
have a comment. He does it with everyone.
If I know me fucking hands are manky, I can't concentrate on anything that I'm being told in that conversation. I will just blank out and they'll go, what do you think of that? And I'll go, I don't know what you just said, because all I'm thinking of, how many germs are on my hands.
You're talking about a man who can't watch people eat a bag of crisps on the television.
I can't watch, again, said it before, that scene on Gavin and Stacey when Ruth Jones and James Corden, when they're eating the KFC.
Oh, yeah.
I've never said, it's like nails down a blackboard. I'd say I lose my voice when I'm talking about it. It's like nails down a blackboard. I have to fast forward it. I've never seen it.
It's a really good scene.
It's apparently really funny. It's apparently great. Iconic, some might say.
I love
Can't watch
Gavin
it.
Stacey.
Can't watch it. Great show.
I might watch that again, actually.
All right, good. On your treadmill.
No, at the minute, while I'm getting ready to do the tour, I'm watching like feel-good sort of programmes just to get us in a good mood, because usually I watch very dark stuff. But I feel like before the tour, I need to watch uplifting stuff. So far, I've watched First Wives Club. And then yesterday, I watched a film. Why can't I remember the name of it? It was Ryan Gosling. Mm. And it was like, it was Just Friends or something. It was back in the, it was in the 2000s. It's a really good film.
Okay.
It's a teenager. He was a bit of a geek and he was a bit overweight and he fancied like, his best friend was like the really popular girl. Mm-hmm. You've never seen it, have you?
No.
No. Anyway, he loses all his
weight. And I bloody love Ryan Gosling. Seems like a nice dude. Seems like a nice dude. Anyway, listen. Yes. Questions from the public.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Don't forget, we're still taking beefs for the arena shows, for the gigs. If you've got any beef and you're going to be at the show, can't even remember how you get that to us.
Survey Monkey. It was in my bio, but I've just changed my bio. I've changed my bio to the tickets link because there's like a really annoyingly small amount of tickets left.
For each show. Good seats as well. There's still good seats left.
Well, because, oh God, I didn't know this was a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So until now, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
there's
a block
in like block E or whatever of one of the arenas.
Right.
Because C tickets or whatever have released them. They haven't sold.
Yeah,
it's just
so I've dealt with this for years. So sometimes, so you've got your ticket sort of, your ticket sellers, your vendors or whatever. Yeah, you've got your Ticketmaster, see tickets and all that. They take tickets to sell. Mm. And if they don't sell them all, they give them back. And they're always in fucking amazing. So if you see a sold out venue, but then there's a big line in like row B, you go, yeah, that's from Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
So always check for where they are. But there's still some genuinely great tickets left for very few for London. But we've got Sheffield, Birmingham, Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. A few for Manchester.
Leeds, couple for Manchester. Glasgow sold out. Wembley's basically sold out.
Both Cardiff's sold out.
Both Newcastle's are sold out. One of the Newcastle says it's not sold out. It's basically sold out. There's like one seat left somewhere. But hey, if you want to go on your own, happy days.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Some stuff gets read out on the tour. Some stuff gets read out here. The stuff that gets read out here is about to be read out of the face of my wife. Take it away.
Ew. Dear Chris and Rosie, long-time listener, first-time emailer, I have a story for you from my recent trip to the Philippines. It could even be a Rosie's mystery.
Let's have a fucking Rosie's mystery then.
Well, I never knew that.
Well, we do Rosie's mysteries on the tour, don't we? But we're allowed to use...
We use the music.
There's a smoke machine.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. Me and my boyfriend were sat in a bar looking out onto a very busy road in the Philippines. My boyfriend went to pay... They're in the Philippines.
I know, right. You said at the beginning, but it's a very busy route in the Philippines.
My boyfriend went to pay, so I sat and people watched as I waited. Oh. I looked outside and clocked on a couple sat on a table in front, almost directly on the main road.
Okay.
I watched them flirt for a bit, smiling and laughing, enjoying their drinks. The woman then stood up and walked to stand in front of the man. He then proceeded to take off his right flip-flop. Interesting, I thought. Why is he taking his shoes off?
The woman stood up and went to walk in front of the man and he took his flip. So he's still sitting down and he's took his right flip-flop off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the woman then lifted her dress and up went. Oh, I didn't do the mystery. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to guess it. He stuck a flip-flop up a fanny.
No. The woman then lifted her dress up and up went the man's right foot. Grinding away on his little trotters, she was having the time of her life.
I'm not having it.
Motorbikes going past, onlookers from the bar, tourists walking by without even a flinch from either of them. Was it a first date, a regular occurrence, or just a drunken holiday mistake? We'll never know.
That is, I mean...
grinding?
Sanitise your feet.
Oh, God.
So he's had a flip-flop on all day, walking around...
In the Philippines.
Yes, we know it's in the Philippines, but obviously, yes, it's hot. You flip, I mean, you get grimy feet if you've been walking around in a flip-flop.
Yeah. Awful.
And, I mean, that's...
Stuck it up a hoo-ha. She's loving it, apparently, having the best time of her life.
She's going to get an infection. I'm telling you that right now. She's going to get an infection.
You're talking thrush. You're talking possibly...
Athlete's fanny. You're talking of verrucas.
Oh, the verrucas.
You're talking ingrown pubes.
Ingrown toenails.
You're talking athlete's... She's got athlete's fanny.
Cystitis. That is
some
least.
People... You wonder why I sanitise my hand. Some people are fucking gross.
Some people just love it.
Gross.
I think some people just go, we've done enough of that. Enough of that sex. Let's just stick me foot up your vag.
In it. Front of a busy road.
I know, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because part of us is like, you know, do what you want in your own house. As long as people are enjoying it, whack your foot up there, who cares?
How did it get from chatting and talking to whip your flip-flop up, hide it up my dress? Do it under the table.
Awful.
Oh, God. I mean, to be fair, though, people watching is a thing I haven't done for a long time. When I was a stand-up comic, I used to travel on my own. People watch a lot. If you're a people watcher and you're sitting down for a session of people watching, and you see someone sticking someone's foot up someone's fanny, you can have the rest of the day off.
Chris, I would lose my mind.
You have absolutely smashed your people watching for the day. That's it.
Yes, I would love it.
That is the fucking FA Cup final of people watching. Take the rest of the day
off. Did I ever tell you about the time when people of Newcastle might remember this, right? I used to work in Fenham at a nursery.
Right.
One day in July, there was a massive flood. Remember the floods?
Yeah.
That huge downpour out of fucking nowhere.
I remember. We just started going out and I was in a pub in South Shields and you were stuck under underpass.
I was stuck in 7 hours of traffic.
Yeah.
No, I dodged the underpass.
Oh, you dodged the underpass. So you sent me a photo of the underpass and it was literally flooded up to within a
horrendous.
Foot. Yeah.
So I went through the West End of Newcastle and then I ended up getting stuck massively outside of like Dance City, which is on Scotswood Road.
Yeah.
So anyway, horrendous. I was going to literally piss in my seat. It was that bad. Managed to hold
it. You considered climbing into the passenger seat and weighing on the passenger seat?
I was going to.
Just weighing yourself.
It was that bad.
Yours.
The blokes were getting out and just pissing in the street.
And this was your Fiesta that we talked about at the beginning. And honestly, a full piss in that Fiesta would have wrote that car off.
I think it would have.
Do you know what a write-off means? It means when the financial cost of fixing it is more than what the vehicle's worth.
Do you know it got scrapped? Do you know how much I got?
How much?
120 quid.
Great. Absolutely great.
112 buzzing. I was
you pissing on the passenger seat. Literally one, like, I don't know, like a Mr. Muscle carpet cleaner or something would have cost more than that car. Total write-off. Anyway, carry on.
Oh, but then I met you and you bought us a car. Remember you bought us my first car? Yes. Well, my second car. But thank you. It was a Ford Fiesta, but it was a lot nicer.
just upgraded you, mate.
And now our Kev's got it. Or my brother's got it.
It's going strong.
Still going
Big
strong.
Big up that Ford Fiesta.
I know, it'll be 10-year-old soon.
Yeah.
So when I was in this traffic jam,
people
watching. Have I don't know if I've told you this. Right. There's a woman sat on a bench and she shit her pants. And she had a white tracksuit on. Shit herself. I swear to fucking God, it was.
Sorry,
it was horrendous.
She was on the bench.
She was sat on a bench.
So she had so she had nothing to do with the traffic jam.
No.
All right, she just sat on a bench.
I think she might have been on drugs.
Right. I'm pissed. You know what? I'm gonna go 100% here. Definitely drugs or pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
She had a white tracksuit on. She
don't
shit herself.
Shit yourself.
She sat on the bench.
Tracksuit.
She was just sat on the bench and I was like, oh, she's a bit, you know, I don't know what's going on. And she sat up, she walked away, and she had shit running down her pants.
Wow.
Everything.
I mean,
and you know when you're just like, I'm having a horrible time here, but that's interesting.
That, I mean, on a shitting yourself at the side of the road's bad enough, but when there's a traffic jam.
But can I tell you right now?
On white tracksuit.
Do you know the older I am now, the more that we do this, and the more that I realise how perverted some people are, part of us thinks she might have been living in one of them flats or whatever, or living in a house over the road. She saw the traffic jam, she thought, this is it.
I love shitting myself in front of people.
Yeah, that this might be a thing. Because she came from fucking nowhere. She wasn't there as the traffic emerged. We'd been sat in this queue for about an hour, and she came. She sat on this bench, everyone could see her. You're talking at least 30 cars could see her either side of the road.
Wow.
She sat there for about 10 minutes just watching, and I was watching her going, right, how are you then? She had a shit. She just had a shit and then she walked off. She's done it deliberately.
Do you reckon?
I think
there
so.
There is a chance. From the stuff we hear.
I think she gets her kicks from just shitting herself and being like, boyfriend, why would she wear white?
Boyfriend, boyfriend might have been across the road in one of the houses looking out the window having a wank. Oh, there she is shitting on the bench. Honestly, from the stuff we've learned from this podcast, I would put money on that.
I would.
And again, this is why I sanitize my hands regularly.
I know.
Because people are shitting themselves on park benches.
It was mad. It was actually mad. And then, because that's normally quite a busy road and traffic just goes back and forth. She's done it deliberately.
Unbelievable, that one.
Uh-huh. She's gone back. He's ate it. And it's
he's ate it!
Too much.
He's held the pants open and screamed at, like, getting icing off a cupcake wrapper. I'm sorry, that was too far.
Or they've been making some sort of video, you know, a prank video or something, and it wasn't even shit. I didn't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it could have been. It might have been just like a chocolate fudge cake or something.
Aye.
Prank video. That's a good prank, actually. Can you remember back in the day the jackass prank they used to do? One of them would go up to a bin and he would take a nappy out of the bin or a diaper for our American listeners.
Uh-huh.
And it would be, they'd have filled it with like chocolate pudding or chocolate mousse or something. And he would be going through the bin and he would open the nappy and start eating the shit out of the nappy. It looked like shit out of the nappy, but it was like chocolate fudge or whatever. People used to lose their
I remember that one. I don't remember
at
all.
It was pretty, visually, it was pretty horrible. And the people used to like freak out. Like, no, you can't do that. Like, God, pranks were mint. We were talking the idea about Trigger Happy TV. That prank that prank on Trigger Happy TV where someone was sitting in a park on a bench eating and he would walk up dressed as a spy and be like, the sunsets in Moscow are beautiful this time of year. Like, what? You're not Grey Squirrel. You have the dossier. You're not Grey Squirrel. And then later on, a guy dressed as a Grey Squirrel would walk by.
Yes.
Fucking unbelievable.
Very good.
Unbelievable television. Unbelievable.
Good times. Good times. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Ramsey. Hope you're well. Long time listener, first time emailer.
We are well, and thank you.
Just listening to the latest podcast of the Sunbed White Pisser.
Oh, for God's sake.
I used to work in a tanning salon, which, let me tell you, was absolutely disgusting those days. I used to empty so many bins of piss, I became immune to it after a while.
What the hell?
People obviously go in there and need a wee, and so people do actually piss in the bins. They'd usually get a thorough bleaching and boiling water poured into them before they got returned.
Here's a question. Thankfully. Do you think that so many people were pissing in bins in sunbed shops that what we all collectively think a sunbed shop smells like is actually just what a room full of bins of piss smells
hot
like?
Hot piss. Maybe.
Do you think it might
Maybe.
Be
I always thought it smelled like, do you know the little sachets of cream you could get that would make you boost your tan.
Right.
I always thought it was that. That was what the smell was.
Yeah, well, that's not a,
it was just burnt
skin.
That's
not a bad deduction. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Oh, God.
I used to quite like the smell after a sunbed.
Yeah.
Mm. It's been at least 10 years since I worked there, but there is one particular incident that always sticks in my mind. It was nearly closing time, so I was getting ready to do the final clean down and leave for the day when one of our regulars came in. Fairly young man who always liked to chat before he went in the booth. I allocated his sunbed and set up the time for him. He was in and out nice and quickly, so I was all set to leave on time for once.
Okay.
However, as I was cleaning the booth down when he left, I noticed a huge lump of pink bubblegum on the inside door handle. For some reason, I found this more disgusting than a bin full of piss. I got some tissue, removed the gum, and I put it in the bin.
Okay.
As I was locking up for the night, I saw the guy slowly jogging towards me and he said, "Sorry, I think I've left something in the sunbed."
Fuck off.
I asked him what it was as I didn't see anything when I was cleaning it. He then proceeded to tell me he left bubblegum on the door. Have we done this before?
No, we haven't. But had he come back because he was embarrassed that he left it there, or had he come back that he wanted to finish it?
I told him that I'd put it in the bin and he looked heartbroken.
Fucking get out.
I think we've done this before.
I don't think we have.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't remember this. We haven't done this before.
He then slunk off down the road and he never mentioned it again when he came in, but he always had a slightly disappointed look in his eyes if he saw it was me on reception.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So not, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've left that there. I'm disgusted. I'm so embarrassed. I want to put the bin for you. I'm sorry. Because of course he would have said sorry. If he was sorry, he'd have said sorry. But no, he wanted to finish it.
That really resonates with me for some reason. I don't know whether I'm getting some sort of deja vu. I might have read it a few times because at the minute I've got a real dilemma of what goes in the tour and what goes on the podcast because the questions on the tour are different every single night.
One,
so it's killing us. And there's been such good ones on the tour. But I think Sorry, is Reese recording them?
I don't know. I think we're getting audio recordings of them. Yeah, we could.
Because we could put it on the podcast. Or possibly. What we did last year was I took some of the best ones from the tour
well,
and I did them.
Yesterday's would have to make it. So to let you all behind the curtain here, we were sitting in this very hotel room that we're in now. We were sitting here yesterday and Rosie had a bit of a fluster saying she wanted to change one of the questions for last night's show in Bournemouth. Yes. Obviously, I don't know what the questions are and they're different every single night. And you dropped one from a story and you put a new one in and the guy was in the crowd last night. Yes. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was unbelievable. We got the camera on him and everything. He owned up to it. Fucking hell.
Brilliant.
God, we'll try and get that one. We'll try and get that. Let's call it the Acorn Saga. We'll try and get the Acorn Saga clipped up and put onto the podcast for you. Acorn Wars, it was called. If not, we'll read it out again. And obviously, we'll just present it to you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Me and my partner began having a debate in the car.
Okay.
He asked me, have I ever seen my own arsehole? I sat and thought about it, and I definitely have. He laughed. This was hilarious, and was like, how and why? Well,
He's never seen his own arsehole.
Thank you. Yeah. So, we'll divulge it now, our own, you know, thoughts on this. Well, in a mirror, I told him, after I gave birth, I had stickers and wanted out. Is that stitches or stickers? It says stitches, but I think it means stitches.
It's got every stitch.
I had, well done. Good job. Gold star. It says stickers.
Spider-Man sticker like the kids get when they go to the dentist. Yeah. Well done. You're a push professional. Hey,
it does say stickers.
Hey, you're a birthing legend.
I think she means stitches. I had stitches and wanted a look. Obviously I saw my hoop too. I just popped a little makeup mirror in my lower region so I could see. I feel like I've seen it a few times, like when I've had an ingrown hair, ladies, you know, anything medical or for beauty reasons. Mm. So I asked him the same question, to which he abruptly said, no. So I asked him to swear on our child's life that he hasn't, something he would never do unless he was telling the truth. He began hysterically laughing again and blushing. I knew it.
So he had seen his own
arsehole. He still denied it, but I said, well, you obviously have, to which he admitted he has. I said, well, how do you look? Like, do you bend over a big mirror and spread your cheeks? To which, again, the laughter, he confirmed that he did.
Brilliant.
He asked me if he thought everyone does it, to which I said, yep, people are too curious and there's many reasons to look at your bumhole, but mostly people just want to check on it at least once. He reckons most people haven't seen their arsehole and that we're both just weird mingers. So my question is, have you seen your own bumhole? Yes, and how is best to check? I've seen mine.
We need to be careful here.
Why?
Because we're in danger of copyright here. Because I'm sure, have you seen your own bumhole? I'm sure that has people list on Desert Island Discs.
I'm sure Louis Theroux
starts every interview with "Have you seen your own bumhole?"
Do you want to know how I've seen mine? Well, over the years, I've always had like a full length mirror,
right?
And I've just looked to see what I look like from behind,
right? Okay,
for sexy time,
right?
I've just looked and thought, what do I look like? Doggy style. I've proper like bent over, spread, and looked.
Absolutely disgusting. I've never done that.
I'm just intrigued.
I've seen your bum all loads of times.
How do you look? Know,
just turn around in the mirror and have a little look.
Spread.
Well, I'm not. You've got to spread, haven't you? You've got to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Is there? Email in if you've never seen your own bum hole.
I know. I'm intrigued. Surely,
I've often thought that. Is there any part of your body you think you haven't touched?
No. Nah.
Do you reckon?
There is no part of my body that I've never touched. Nah. Yeah. No, I've touched every. Maybe one small part of my head.
Do you reckon? I mean, if you could get some kind of like graph.
Oh, no. Nah. We have touched. The bit in between your back.
Which bit?
Just a bit on your back. That's really hard to touch.
There might be a slither. There might be a millimetre slither of your back that you haven't touched with one hand. Yeah. A tiny little spot in the middle of your back that you might not have touched.
Yeah, you're talking like half a millimetre.
You know, my favourite thing is that you can't put your palm flat on your own shoulder, on the same shoulder. So you can't put your right or left palm flat on your shoulder. Yeah, but look, you can't
put it flat.
Put your palm on your shoulder of the same. You can't do it.
Can't lick your elbow neither.
No, you can't. And I'm not about to try it. God, we should video this. They tried to lick their elbows. It was amazing.
That's great. Also, let us know if you've never seen your arsehole because I'm genuinely interested in that.
And unless you're a very, very lucky boy, you also can't suck yourself off. Tried it. Hurt myself.
No.
I'm joking.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you so much. We bloody love you. If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. If you want to come to any of the shows with a few tickets left, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed.com, and we will be back in your ears next week.
Honestly, read the tour, though. We're genuinely having a really lush time.
We're having really good fun.
Bloody lovely.
They're my best nights out.
It is.
Best nights out. And everyone who comes, it's like rolling a little gang. It's fantastic.
Does that sound vain? I don't mean to sound like that.
I don't think it does.
It's just, if you enjoy this podcast, it's just like a bigger version of it.
It's just so fun.
We're having a good time, aren't we?
Yeah.
We'll love getting to see the kids, though, because we might burst into tears.
Rosie's at a level now of when you watch stuff on, if you watch someone surprising their family on Instagram, you're crying.
Well, it's really hard because I miss them so much. Like, I feel like I've lost a limb, but at the same time, I'm having a really fucking nice time without them, so I don't know what I'm doing.
You've just got to try and enjoy it, because where we're working, you know, it's for their future, it's for them. We're working to, you know, pay the bills and put food on the table. I think you're allowed to have a nice time while it's happening
Thank you. I'll have a glass of wine now, please.
Yeah, what time is it? It's nearly 12:30. Let's dance!
Cheers, everyone. See you later. Bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.